Nolte, Chris Cuomo insists he didn't break quarantine by leaving house while sick. By John Nolte on May 18, 2020. Knoll staffer Chris Cuomo is still trying to sleaze his way out of getting caught violating his coronavirus quarantine. He is now laughably insisting he did not violate his quarantine when he left his home while still sick and, therefore, infectious. Over the weekend, someone on Twitter accused Cuomo of violating his coronavirus quarantine. Cuomo struck back with this very revealing tweet, which I'll address in detail below. Lie. Did 14 days. Then went to my own home. Never in public, Cuomo raged. Was accosted by trespasser who cursed at wife and kids and has open case for allegedly biting a man's hand. These are all facts. Beat it. Here's the timeline. March 31st, Cuomo announces he tested positive for the coronavirus and that he will continue to broadcast his nightly Knoll show from his basement at home. Cuomo also announces he intends to quarantine in his basement for the duration of the illness to avoid infecting his wife and kids. Infecting them would make me feel worse than the illness, he said. April 1, one day later, playing the selfless hero, Cuomo begins broadcasting from his basement. For the next few weeks, a big part of his message is that the rest of us must make the noble sacrifice he's making, stay home so you don't infect others. April 12, 13 days later, on Easter Sunday, with his wife and kids, and while still sick and, therefore, infectious with the deadly coronavirus, Cuomo is caught red-handed violating his quarantine. He exits his basement, exits his home, and drives to a property he's developing about 30 miles away. Here he gets into a confrontation with a guy on a bike. April 12, 13 days later, on the very same day Cuomo violated his quarantine while infected with a deadly disease and traveled some 30 minutes with his wife and kids through a state, New York, ravaged by this disease, Cuomo's own wife shared in her public diary that Chris Cuomo had a fever of 100. In her diary, Cuomo's wife made no mention of her and her husband's day trip and went on to lecture her readers about the importance of self-quarantining. Besides the obvious social distancing and self-quarantine to limit the spread of this virus, here is some important information from Dr. Linda. It is also worth mentioning that Cuomo's unnecessary travel violated his own brother's, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, stay-at-home order. April 13, 14 days later, Cuomo confirms the Easter Sunday run-in with the biker but does not mention he had traveled away from home. April 14, 15 days later, Cuomo confirms he was still sick and, therefore, infectious when he went out on Easter Sunday. April 16, 17 days later, Cuomo's wife tests positive for the coronavirus. April 20, 21 days later, saying the CDC has finally cleared him to end his quarantine. CNN stages Cuomo's phony exit from his basement, as though it were the first time he has left after three long, grueling, self-sacrificial weeks. April 23, 24 days later, Cuomo's 14-year-old son tests positive for the coronavirus. So let's go through Cuomo's tweet. Lie. Did 14 days. Cuomo is saying it's a lie he didn't quarantine because he did quarantine for 14 days. Well, to begin with, the 14-day quarantine is only for those who are suspected of having the coronavirus after they have been in close contact with someone who's infected. After 14 days, the quarantine ends if, and only if, that person is not sick. If you are sick, you are obviously supposed to remain in quarantine until you are no longer infectious. According to Cuomo himself, he was not cleared until April 20, a full week after he left his home while still sick and infectious. Secondly, as you can see from the timeline above, even though the suggested 14-day quarantine did not apply to him, he still did not remain quarantined for 14 days. Assuming this was the only time he violated his quarantine after 13 days. Then went to my own home. According to various reports, this is not true. Cuomo does not have a home at this second property. He is building a home there, a home that is only at the framing stage. So he did not go to his own home, he went to some property he owned for whatever reason. Never in public. This is also not true. According to the biker who caught him outside of quarantine, he was outside in public, which makes sense because there is no home on this property, so he could only be outside in public. Further, He was with his wife and kids, and his wife and one of these kids would soon test positive. So how often were they out in public when unaware they were sick? This is a virus that spreads when you do not show symptoms. Was accosted by trespasser who cursed at wife and kids and has open case for allegedly biting a man's hand. There is no proof the biker trespassed. So this appears to be fake news. According to the biker, he merely parked his bike and did to Cuomo what Cuomo does to America every night, asked him why he was not quarantining. Secondly, how does Cuomo know about this man's alleged background? Sounds like Frito is doing oppo research on the guy who busted him. Few closing thoughts. First off, Chris Cuomo is the only person I know of in the whole wide world who violated his quarantine while knowing he was sick and, therefore, infectious, which is the act of a stone-cold sociopath. Secondly, he's such an unfeeling sociopath that while infectious, he traveled for 30 minutes with his own wife and children. And eventually, his wife and son were stricken with this potentially fatal disease. Who does that? What kind of sociopath risks infecting his own family with a virus that's killing tens of thousands of Americans? Finally, where the hell are the rest of the media on this fraud? For 3 weeks, Cuomo pumped his low ratings a little higher where he played the hero in his own fraudulent story, where he staged the fake news event about leaving his basement. And some 3 weeks later, he's still lying about what he did. And the guardians of holy journalism still refuse to call him on it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.